Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to the Ex-Conservative Radio Hour. This is Tony Venuti, Friday, December 20th, 5 days to Christmas. Merry Christmas. Well, we would have been at KVOA in Tucson today, but it's raining out, and I'm not going to stand out in the rain for something I can put off to another day. And I'm going to do just that. Picket the media to the power of 10. 10 people, never more than 10, always at least one, in front of every media outlet, TV, ABC, NBC, CBS, in the country is our goal. Now, what if I don't succeed in reaching my goal? Well, you know what? When you try to sell something, you always ask for a higher price, don't you? When you buy something, you always look for a lower price, don't you? And you end up taking what you can get, doing the best that you can. Otherwise, those that need to see with perfect clearness before they decide, never decide. And all I can tell you is I'd rather be right moving forward than wrong standing still, wouldn't you? At any rate, folks, good morning. This is Tony Venuti, and it's my mission as your eyewitness to the pop culture, trampling traditional culture from the 1950s. But I guess it was as early as the 1913 Woodrow Wilson's days when 25 media outlets were picked up by the Rothschilds. So this has been going on for a long time, the media's influence upon our culture. The media is the pop culture, isn't it? Church and family was once the glue that held the family together, but not anymore. Now it's celebrating bad behavior, isn't it? Celebrating bad behavior by the pop culturists. It's a pop cult. Pop cult. Just no two ways about it. I want to thanks to Alicia, who's in Houston today. She's at one of the stations if she's feeling good picketing. Now, I got to tell you something. I've been a little bit disappointed, but probably because I didn't follow my own truism, which is those that need to see with perfect clearness before you decide, never decide. Or, better yet, blessed art thou who expect nothing. I shan't disappoint them. So I was expecting a little bit more participation in the media strike, if you will. And please don't tell me to boycott the media. That's a non-action. A non-action is not an action. Okay, it's just that simple. You need to get in their face and embarrass them. Embarrass those who embarrass those with an I gotcha of your own. Let's throw the I gotchas back at the media. Joe McCarthy was not wrong, was he? Joe McCarthy was terribly correct. But, it's you know, I talk about this time of the season, the way things are politically, as a rebirth of the McCarthy era. But when people say, oh, it's the McCarthy era all over again, no, it's different, folks. The McCarthy era was an era in behalf of virtue. Joe McCarthy was standing up for traditional culture. He wasn't standing up for pop culture. He was standing up for traditional culture. And the leftists in the media beat him down, and President Eisenhower supported him. Isn't that something? Joe McCarthy was more right than you could ever possibly imagine. My goodness. So here we are, confusing the McCarthy era with shutting down free speech, but it's free speech that needs to be spoken. It's free speech that speaks about God, family, and country. Imagine shooting down free speech. I wondered as a child when I was 7, 8, 9, growing up on the right side of town but on the wrong side of the street, being ridiculed by all the spoiled children of the lawyers and the judges and the doctors from which I grew up with on the west side of Brockton, Massachusetts. A great blue-collar town. Now, I see how ridicule, I see how victimization plays to the part of the left. You know, the left is simply the, I'm going to call them leftists now, leftists or statists. That's all they are. I'm not going to give them the benefit. I'm not calling gay, I'm not calling homosexual people gay either. There's nothing happy about being homosexual. It's a perversion. All a perversion is something that's outside the normal. You know, this word perversion simply is outside the normal. It doesn't say anything anyway. If you don't like the word, do like you did with homosexuality. Try to change it. Good luck. But I'm here to tell you folks that the Tony Venuti ex-conservative hour, where I want to pick at the media, it's going to be done, man. I can see this. I can see no more than 10 people being polite. More like, I was thinking of a fly on the wall in the kitchen. You know how annoying that is? We're not going to be a fly on the wall in the kitchen, how annoying it is. We're going to be downright pesty. We're going to be a hornet's nest at the beach. Oh, yeah. Tell me that doesn't ruin your day. Tell me that doesn't ruin your day. At any rate, folks, this is Tony Venuti with the Ex-Conservative Radio Hour on your day-to-day update on the Power of Tens. I'll catch up with you next time. This is Tony Venuti signing off. See you later.